Atoms are the basic components of matter. You meet atoms every day. They behave like nature's indestructible Legos. In these encounters, atoms are really not created or destroyed. Rather, atoms can form specific attachments, in a way, like various Lego pieces. They give rise to familiar structures called molecules. I'm chemist Bill McLaughlin, and I will be your host introducing and explaining a familiar molecule in each episode. You're listening to Monday's Molecule, a regular feature of KGVM Radio. Typical teas, coffees, and sodas are known to contain a molecule familiar to most of us called caffeine. What is caffeine? What does it do? Caffeine's presence in common beverages makes it the most consumed drug in the world. The increased alertness, energy, and mental awareness are effects felt in our brains after we ingest caffeine, and these are often cited as advantages. However, too much can cause problems during pregnancy, sugar control, and even blood pressure. The Food and Drug Administration caffeine guidelines currently recommend no more than 400 milligrams of caffeine intake daily through beverages. There are several variables, such as brewing time, but in general, that works out to be, for coffee, no more than 2 to 3 typical cups. About an ounce of dark chocolate provides nearly the same amount of caffeine as a shot of espresso. Caffeine can also be found added to some medicines. The isolated white crystals of pure caffeine should never be directly consumed. Caffeine should not be used to replace positive effects of restful sleep. So where do we get caffeine? The molecule can be found in over 50 plants. Plants make it to ward off insect attacks. Caffeine found naturally in coffee and tea is maintained in the brewing process unless it's specifically removed in another decaffeinating process. Carbonated soft drinks and energy drinks will contain varying amounts of artificially added caffeine based on the manufacturer's goals. Cocoa and guarana seed, kola nut, and yerba mate are also natural sources of caffeine. The structure of caffeine's molecules is put together by specific attachments between carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, and oxygen atoms. How does caffeine structure cause its effects? Nerve cells, called neurons, have receptors on the outside boundaries of the cell. These receptors can bind chemicals to the cell. That influences how the cell behaves. So perhaps an analogy can help here. Imagine cars with special reserve parking spaces in a parking lot. The marked spaces receive the cars, and the normal parking lot function works. Well, we have a naturally occurring molecule called adenosine that, when it is accepted at the specific receptors of the nerve cell, like cars getting their reserved spots in the parking lot, the nerve cells give their normal response of slowing down. And actually, during the day, eventually they slow down enough with adenosine that we start falling asleep. Now back to parking. If cars that do not have permission to park in reserved spots do so anyway, they prevent the cars with reserve spots from parking, and the normal parking system no longer works as intended. A nerve cell no longer works the way it was intended either when caffeine takes adenosine's reserved spot. The molecule structure of caffeine looks a lot like adenosine. So, what caffeine molecules can do is get into those reserved receptor adenosine spots, effectively keeping neurons from working in their normal way. Well, not only do the caffeine molecules keep adenosine from their reserved sites, caffeine actually signals the nerve cell to speed up. And that's how caffeine can give us those effects of feeling energized. Additionally, attached adenosine molecules will expand blood vessels. With caffeine attached, though, in place of adenosine, blood vessels begin to constrict. Other brain functions also begin to be affected when caffeine molecules replace adenosine. The effects of caffeine on nerve cells can begin to be felt within just a few minutes after that first sip. However, it takes a few hours for your body to break down the caffeine. That's why a cup of coffee before bed can interrupt sleep. Interested in more information about caffeine? Well, there are numerous reports available on the internet that describe benefits and risks associated with this particular molecule. Like me, you're likely one of the 90% of Americans consuming caffeine every day. including today. Become aware of the effects. Read beverage labels. And you can contact me via email to mondaysmolecule@gmail.com for other caffeine-related questions. Yeah, you can also suggest other interesting molecules to feature on the program. Stay tuned for more Monday Molecule broadcasts. Right now, I think it's time for a coffee break. Decaf? Decaf?